In, I guess, May or April, Connie announced, Connie is director of the study group, and she speaks the first Sunday of the month. And she announced that she wouldn't be here in July and August and asked Judy and I to speak in her stead. The two topics were grace and beauty. I chose beauty because I really thought that would be really simple, because I knew that Ernest Holmes had a lot to say about beauty. So in June, I went to the Concordance and looked up under B, beauty. There was nothing. Absolutely nothing. So panic set in. And I said, well, I'll just leave that alone for a while, and I'll come back to it later. July, Hillary and I go to Eastern Conference, and Judy had said, well, you know, you'll be around a lot of ministers and practitioners and science of mind people. Talk to them and ask them about beauty. And I did, and I got some responses. And I came back, and I looked at the Concordance again, because I was sure Ernest Holmes had written a lot about beauty. And I looked under B's, nothing. So then I said, okay, Erlen, you need to really get on the stick. So I started reading everything that I could. And any time I saw the word B-E-A-U-T-Y, I would run to the computer, note it, the reference, and this is what I would do. In August, I'm in this class called Roots. And the author that we're reading, the philosopher that we're reading, is Thomas Troitt. And Thomas Troitt had something about beauty, and I ran to the computer and noted the reference. And I came back to continue reading that wee voice, that wee small voice, that thought voice said Holmes. And my wee voice said, why? I mean, I was indignant. I had been there 3 times. And the voice persisted. And I said, okay, I'll go back to the Concordance, my thought. But I started with S, spirit, soul, because I had also looked at spirit and soul and nature, nothing beauty. And I said, okay, I will go to the B's. I went to the B's, and there were 11 references on beauty. 11 references on beauty. And I've been thinking about this process for a long while. This morning I thought, ah, God needed me not to see home. God needed me to broaden my research, to go outside of homes to understand beauty. Then I could return to homes with a different feeling, a different knowing about beauty. And so I began to think, beauty, how is that connected to God? I mean, I do remember and know that when I see beauty, I feel joy, I smile, sometimes I cry, it goes straight to the heart. Sometimes it's all three at once. Sometimes it's overwhelming. Okay, now what does that have to do with God? What does it have to do with who I am? And as I began to read all the various references, one of them said, beauty is that of the soul. And I thought, ah, yes. Beauty is that portal, that door that we can walk into to know ourselves, to know who we are, to know our unity, our oneness with God. God is omnipresent. God is here and there and everywhere. God is beauty. And I am beauty. Doesn't that sound wonderful? I am beauty. Now, you all who have been here for a while know that there's another term I use. There's another. It's God adores me. God absolutely adores me. And now I know that God absolutely knows that I am an adorable, beautiful human being. Beauty connects me to that I am. Now, it took me a while as I was researching to understand that all things are God, that there is only God. So I know that when I look at a flower and a rose, that the rose is beautiful. And as it opens and the petals are so soft and silky, that I know that's beauty. And I know that you hold a little baby and you know it, the cheeks are meant for biting. That's beautiful. And now what I know is, that's me. All things are God. God is here and there and everywhere. Then I am connected to that God, to that rose, to that ant, to that blade of grass. I am connected through beauty, through all of it. And I began to think also that I have been coming here every first and third Sunday and missing the beauty, missing what I see. And I'm thinking, oh, wow. Because sometimes the eye doesn't see the beauty. And I was pondering that and contemplating that, an x-ray came. You know, I could take an x-ray. And the x-ray, this disappears. And you go right to the core. I thought, ah, okay. So when my eye sees something that doesn't make me smile, that is not beautiful, that's just the appearance. Because I need to go right to the core of the person's being. Because I know if I am adored and beautiful, I know this for myself, then I know this for each and every person, thing on the planet. And as my mother used to say when I used to be judgmental, and signs of mind, so I'm no longer judgmental. And I used to say, ah, that's an ugly dress. She said, Erling, there's something always beautiful about something. You have to look at it. Look for it. And sometimes it takes a while, but you'll find it. And Connie has a saying. Connie says, someone said to her, in every scene, there's a sparkle. And in every scene, we need to look for the sparkle. So how often have I missed the beauty? How often have I missed the quiet of beauty? How often have I missed the peace of beauty? How often have I missed all of those qualities of God? And not seeing those 11 references in the Concordance and having to go outside of Ernest Holmes' philosophy and come back home to it, I know that I'm more in tune now to seeing Everything connected to me. Everything connected to me is beauty. Even when the appearance appears not beautiful. Because I know that in everything, it's God. It's very simple. It really is very simple. Everything is God. Ernest Holmes speaks about in his 365 Signs of Mind, A Year of Daily Wisdom. He says, everything is rooted in beauty. Absolutely everything is rooted in beauty. He says, beauty is harmony, right proportion, it's symmetry, and charm, and grace, and loveliness. We've heard it before. And surely we can identify ourselves with this terrific beauty that pours its warmth and color over everything and seems to be at the very root of our being. Everything is rooted in beauty. The beauty is God. The beauty is spirit. The beauty is first cause. The beauty is you. The beauty is me. And I like the reading. Take rainbows, for example, Freeman says. The Bible said rainbow is a token of God's covenant with man. There's a reason for rain, but not for a rainbow. Except that it's beautiful. That's all. So, what I'd like to do is continue with Holmes. And if you don't mind, I'd like to read. Well, even if you do mind, I'm reading.
Do it anyhow.
I'll do it anyhow. Recognizing beauty in everything and knowing that God is the very essence of beauty. I include myself, my personality, my individuality, my whole being in this beauty. I am some part of infinite harmony, a terrific loveliness, a universal flow of warmth and color and givingness. I claim this as my own, not because of any particular merits I personally possess, but rather because of the necessity of this being true. I shall no longer think of myself as separate from this beauty or different from it. Therefore, today, to love, to power, to order, I shall add this other thought. Divine beauty is everywhere. And all we have to do when we see that scene is to look for the sparkle. It's there. And so it is.